I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Just recently, an emoji Bible app was released in Apple iBooks. The app is meant to help individuals engage with what's been coined a complicated text. Greg Howe from InterVarsity Christian Fellowship shares some thoughts.
At one level, any tool that helps get students into Scripture is a win. I want students to encounter the Bible in all of its glory and challenge and hope. And so I think of the emoji Bible a little bit in line with what people have done from the very beginning, which is to draw pictures and write notes in their Bibles, right? So whether it's the Book of Kells, as an example of great art, people drawing pictures to help illustrate part of what's going on with Scripture.
Howe explains one challenge of the app is it's already emotionally interpreting Scripture for the readers. Still, it has the potential to be a tool to directing individuals to God's written Word. And it's been over a month now since Canada's Parliament voted to defund the Office for Religious Freedom. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Doug McKenzie says it's too early to tell exactly how things will play out, but difficulties for Christians are expected.
We expect that this could lead to a different form of persecution in Canada, where there will be more stresses on the system and on those who are trying to live out their faith on a daily basis.
VOM Canada fights tirelessly to defend the cause of the persecuted. It provides tangible resources to Christians in danger around the world and uses those stories to inspire believers at home. Interested in how you can help VOM Canada support believers facing danger? Visit missionnews.org for ways to pray and get involved. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are in God's eyes. Get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.